Intermittent fasting for beginners. How to do intermittent fasting for newbies so you will not harm your health, so you will do it the right way, so you will get the most benefits out of your intermittent fasting journey. Yeah, okay. So for those who are thinking of starting intermittent fasting, or for those even who tried that, I want to lay down a couple of main benefits of fasting to begin with. And then I will explain how to start the fasting, what's the main problems with fasting, so you can avoid those pitfalls that I've gone through over the last 5 years. So first of all, intermittent fasting, it's not actually a diet. It's just time restrictive window where you consume your food. It can be anything. It can be, there is many kinds of intermittent fasting. There is 16-8, 18-6. There is many ways in what window you can eat or not eat, right? But just to simplify it for the very beginners, I would say, let's say you usually have your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. Now imagine next day you just skip your breakfast. You just go without your breakfast, and then you have your lunch and dinner. And then you're going to do it a couple of times a week. For example, again, the best way to start with intermittent fasting or other kinds of fast, and there is a lot of different kind of fast, I want to just describe right now the easiest, the more common one, the intermittent fasting, is basically the best way to start is to start slowly. Don't push 16 hours or 20 hours. Don't do one meal a day or anything like that to begin with, because you might be not prepared psychologically, first of all. I truly believe that our ancestors have gone through fasts of all kinds, and we are all adapted to that, and it's all perfect. It gives you lots and lots of benefits. What I'm trying to say right now is don't push too much and slowly adjust. Let's say today your dinner was at 8 p.m. Now you wake up tomorrow at 6 and have your breakfast at 8. If you already were doing that, you can push to 13, 14, 15 hours. But start slowly. Main point, start slowly, because it can bite you in the back if you're going to be pushing too much. Too much fasting will lead to weight loss plateau, can lead to the binge eating and other food disorders, because your survival brain can go crazy. I've been battling those issues as well. So I'm a little bit against of cutting calories, especially on the long run. But if you can implement just intermittent fasting, just keep the dinner once in a while or the breakfast, depends on you. I've done both. I've done so many kinds of fastings. And sometimes I like to skip dinner completely, and it would be intermittent fasting. I mean, I have my breakfast, let's say. I have my lunch, right? I have my breakfast at 8, for example. Again, it's just hypothetical. And then I have my lunch at 2. And then I just go whole dinner without eating anything. I have some water. I have some even coffee without sugar or whatever, right? And tea without any additives, not fruit tea, nothing. And I just go about my day, and that's it. On an empty stomach, I go sleep. I wake up. I can have breakfast again. If you don't like that system, you can implement simpler. The most common one is when you skip breakfast. Again, sometimes it might be hard for you to skip breakfast. Even that's how I train my mom. She is very into breakfast. She loves her breakfast, and her breakfast is always the same. It's some coffee, some bread, with cheese and the butter on top. And I'm okay with that. She eats. It's okay. I'm not teaching my parents. Never teach your parents. They can turn out bad. But I ask her to just remove her breakfast from 8 in the morning to 9, and then slowly 10, and then 11, 12. And it turned out that now she can have her breakfast at 2 p.m. In some cases if she want to. And she alternated. Sometimes she has the breakfast and lunch and dinner. Sometimes the other day she would skip that. That's the flexibility. And this leads me to the biggest intermittent fasting or fasting benefit, in my opinion. Again, it gives you health. It cleans your skin. Your inflammation levels is going down, because imagine you eating less now, less frequent. And just for your information, I want to make it clear, any food, even the healthy food, is inflammatory. Just so you know, guys, because you think only omega-6s is inflammatory, or another foods, or just dairy, or just this. It doesn't really work this way. Some of them are more inflammatory, some less. But any food is basically creates some level of inflammation. Okay, I want to make it clear. Now, when you don't eat at all, by the way, the no snacking rule also applicable here, as you see, right? When you don't eat at all in your intermittent fasting window, you're giving your body chance to recover, and also, again, you're not raising your blood sugar, no food coming whatsoever. So no digestion, no blood sugar, no inflammation whatsoever. So those are the biggest benefits. But even more bigger for me, number one, is the freedom. I fell in love in intermittent fasting because, first of all, you can combine it with any diet pattern you want, any nutritional preferences. Second of all, I don't like to do laundry, to do my dishes, to cook all the time, to clean all the time, to eat all the time, to think what to buy, to grocery. I mean, I have my wife for those things, but I'm just saying that I was single and this intermittent fasting came out really, really handy because, hey, now I'm skipping breakfast and lunch and sometimes I'm just doing one meal a day, OMAD called one meal a day. From time to time, I was doing this and it was so handy. You cook one time, you eat one time, you do the dishes one time and you feel awesome. You have a lot more energy. By the way, you will feel amazing. You will feel, but only if, when you get into this spot already, sweet spot, because when you're just starting with intermittent fasting, sometimes you might feel not good. But you're slowly going to push through that, improve yourself, and you will start feeling mental clarity, and you will get all of that freedom that you didn't have before. And again, physical energy will increase because, believe it or not, I'm just going to say this really quick, about 70% of our energy, physical energy, goes to the digestion. So we still need to eat. I'm not against food. I love food. All I'm trying to say is sometimes if we stay a little bit out of the food, that's okay. You're not going to die. Believe me, my friend. So I recommend it for anybody who into any healthy hacks, anything healthy, any for anybody who want a mental clarity, for business owners, for moms, for anybody who want to lose weight, maintain their weight. Those are the biggest tips, the biggest things, the systems that I use. No snacking, intermittent fasting. And then, of course, you can have so many other fasts, dry fasting, prolonged fasting. It's already more advanced things that I probably leave for another interview because it's too big of the topic. Now, for those of you who want to work with me directly on your healthy weight loss journey, who need more personal touch, who need or who want to me holding your hand in helping you with fasting, with keto, nutrition, exercises, whatever the case might be, and the most importantly, with accountability and the mindset help. If you want to not only lose weight, but actually keep it off for life, then I have a special one-on-one body mastery coaching program where I personally help my clients to reach their body of their dreams while getting energized, getting healthier, and happier in a healthy and sustainable way, which is the most important. Now, I make custom tailored meal plans, fasting and exercise regime if necessary. We have daily accountability check-ins, weekly video Zoom calls with me personally, and lots more. So to find out more about this one-on-one body mastery coaching program and to book a free strategy call with me personally, go to my website at biohackbody.com.